Praise the Lord, I'm standing here on a Saturday night sober and in the right mind. When you hear me when I'm finished in quarter an hour, 20 minutes, you might not think that. You think I'll think I'm cuckoo. But let me tell you, he took me also out of the fearful pit and from the miry clay. And he put me in a solid rock the same as Bobby. But you know what else he done? He put a new song in my mouth.
Amen.
My Lord to magnify. Many shall see it and shall hear it. And on the Lord rely. I'm relying tonight on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's kept me for 11 years, and I know fine he's going to keep me for the rest of my time down here, and for the rest of eternity to be with Jesus. Now, it was through a big man at every cross I came to Jesus. A big coal miner giving out tracts at every cross. And I am glad they did it. And I'm glad that they see young people going out with tracts here. I'm glad they did it, for its truth reached even me. Now the glorious transformation, glory to God,
hallelujah,
it's plain for all to see. I once was Satan's stooge, but now I'm God's own child. His grace is all sufficient for me that was so wild. But let me tell you this, my listening friends, it's not for me alone. The precious blood of Christ, my Saviour, can for your sins atone. Now I think I better stop this round. It's time has run our long. To its end I won't be reaching. I'm going to sing you a little song and I'm going to continue for 10 minutes praising the Lord. No talking about Catholics or Protestants or Hindus, Parsis, Arsis, Chinese or Goanese or anything like that. I'm here to tell you about Jesus.
Thank
Brother Jackie, a noisy Christian. I am a noisy Christian, one of a noisy crew. I shout when I am happy, I always mean to do. They say I am too noisy, I know the reason why. And if you felt the glory, you'd shout as well as I. Oh, come along, go with us, have a glorious time. And ever could be happy if we stood. A little drop of whiskey, they make me sing and shout. But since I've changed to Jesus, I've got a drink of him. And though the bottle's broken, I've got a will within. On Sunday, I'm happy. On Monday, full of joy. On Tuesday, I've got peace within. No one can destroy. On Wednesday and Thursday, I'm walking in the way. On Friday, it is Sunday, some folks, they think that Christians are all so glum and sour. Their cross is such a burden, no life, no joy, no power. But when salvation finds them, and they are born of you, your disposition alters, and that will change you too. Oh, come along, go with us, what a glorious time. We're going to the city where the moon shall never shine. Thursday. My stitches just came out last Thursday. If that doctor walks in that door, he'll get me lost at. But it's no secret what the Lord can do. 11 years I'm on the straight and narrow now. There's people out there in every bookies bet hundreds of pounds, you'll know staff, you'll know artists. It's a flash in the pan. Well, here I am today, saved today with foot out. The Lord has cast the devil out. I'm a hallelujah, they kept him my toe. With a noisy crew to heaven I'll go. I'm going to heaven. No for any good that I've done since I got saved. I'm only going to heaven because that man asked me to come to the meeting in Ebenezer Hall. She belonged to a group of people known as the Brethren. A very quiet, nice group. Think of their son's vermin. Anyway, glory to God, hallelujah. I will refuse to go. No, don't go with me, so I will follow. The man asked me to come to the meeting. And then he gave me, now, open here again as I sung that song. They gave me a wee book, Safety, Certainty, and Enjoyment. Glory to God, I've been looking for these things all my days, and bottles of wine. The one, well, as far as you know, the pubs in Airdrie, Bells, Hull, Coatbridge, the whole lot, barred out. When I used to go to the pub, the boy used to pull the shutters, and the customers that was in the pub were out. The boy used to appreciate, he used to give me a bottle of wine and that for nothing, just come in about 10 o'clock when it's going to shut. They get rid of them quick. They flew out. I'm not, you asked the police in Airdrie. And are anywhere round about, if they know Drunken Duncan, and you'll hear it, the story. But I went to the Brethren meeting, and on Saturday night, I was sitting in the back of the hall, and we were having a wee bun and a biscuit. And I was thinking to myself, come and risk it, you get a cup of tea and a biscuit. And that night, as the preaching was finished, I was out the door, and I was away up to that old house in Torrance Avenue, with all Wellingtons and old sweater on. And I went away lying, and I was happy within myself. I was even nearly saved, because I was glad on Saturday night had passed and I was sober, and I hadn't been in the jail. But anyway, the next night, I forgot what time the meeting started, and here I lands down in the hall. The hall's empty. And you know, there as I'm sitting in the hall, I says, I think the people that comes to this hall has heard about me coming back. And I've no fear. Because I used them to have been saved, that some of them were fear. But if you'd have seen me born again or not, coming walking out of Torrance Avenue with nothing, maybe a pair of trousers on, and nothing else, I'm afraid you would have took to your meals and all. Oh, it was a terrible, terrible life, the foolish things that I'd done. But anyway, I landed in the meeting again on the Sunday night, and there was prayers getting made for me that I knew nothing about, and all about them now. And when the man Walker, Robert Walker of Aberdeen, was finished preaching, he asked, is there anybody who would like to be a Christian? Well, with me being that boozed up all my days, 40 years of age I had been out and in the jail 60 or 70 times. My face is changed now. It's no secret what God can do. The wrinkles is all away. My hair, even the grey hair is even disappearing. I'm getting beautiful again. Hallelujah, glory to God. No secret. Can never get away from that. And there I was sitting. And I pulled that full of jacket. Say, sir. I don't know who he was, but Hitler was one of the side of the jacket with about 3 inches long than that. Show me how to become a Christian. It was the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. I fought dozens of men, hundreds of men if it comes to that, with a bare fist and anything at all. But the greatest thing I've ever done in my life was when I knelt down in that wee prayer meeting room. Now, I didn't know many of the faces, but nearly everybody in the town knew me. The bully, the drunken dump, the clown. And I knelt down and asked Jesus to save me. The 27th of October 1963. And I was saved, and I knew it right away. I was greeting that night, the tears lining me. And I've often said, that night when I got up after that flare, that's a great thing today, you know, to say a prayer. That's a hard thing today. The devil doesn't want nobody to pray. But even after you're saved, continue on praying. Praising the Lord. But I got up that off my knees in that meeting and greeting the tears down my face. You know what I thought to myself? You see, if I'd have tried to fly that night, I believe I'd have made it. And I was that happy within myself. A lot of tears I didn't maybe don't look at. And all Wellingtons and all the state I was in, Raymond and Bobby, I wasn't long to get to know these
others. Hallelujah.
And there I went. And I made my way up to Torrance Avenue, happy. And right into the house, the wife comes and tells her, I'm a Christian. And I didn't know the word hallelujah. See, I heard Bobby Hammock and here shouting. But anyway, you know, my wife said, Anne, oh, what's happened? Oh, I. Oh, maybe you would believe me, but she wouldn't argue with me. In case our two eyes would be tightened. Because I'm ashamed maybe to say it now, but glory to God, I was no respecter of persons in any days, and I fought with everything. Wild, no user. But if I'm telling you this, I'm only telling you to tell you what the Lord, the great change. Oh, what boundless love the Father has bestowed on us. the things I used to do, don't do them no more. Well, Friday did come. And there I was away and I was working in a big place over at Chapel Hall. Now I didn't know much about open air witnesses and I didn't know nothing. And I had this old pipe and I smoked the pipe for 4 or 5 weeks till after I was converted. And you know, then I was sitting down having a big cup of tea this day over at the Square Grid factory and this Christian came down. And he says to me, I'm going to have a wee open air meeting up here in the middle of the circle. Well, there was the Euclid factory. About 2,000 worked there. There was honey wells, and there, I don't know how many was worked in there, but thousands. So when the whistle blew, and he knocked him down, and he left me in the middle of this, and I sat there over and sing. And this boy's off! He ran away and left me! and I didn't know much about the singing, but you know what I done that day? And the people listened. I didn't preach, I didn't know much about preaching. I just stood there and sung. Jesus loves me, this I know. And you know, I was sad and it's a hard thing to do. But you know, the Lord, I found this out early. The Lord Jesus died for me. And he died not in a room. He died on a hill, on the top of a hill, publicly. Battered and bruised beyond recognition. And he died publicly on that hill where everybody could see him and mock him. Therefore I say, if you done that for me, and I've no doubt in my heart now that you did, Jesus, I'm going to do something for you.
Amen.
And I went round about this town there, and I helped people, and I still continue to do it. And praise the Lord, even the days we were standing there, me and Jackie and the boys, some for the congregation, some for the Baptist, some for different churches. And we all gather there, and we sing songs, and we testify, and it's great. There's nothing like witnessing. Mind you, that big fella Hughie Halliburton, I don't suppose he's preached on a platform very much. But any time we get him down the street, you'll get him with the tracks, and he'll just stand at the corner, and he'll dish them out. This and that. And you can do something for Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, they put a new song in my mouth. And I can sing it. And I look at that. Down in every there, it's great. And I enjoy it. That's the great thing about the open air witness. The singing out inside this big bingo hall, and they get them coming out, and the weather's bad, sometimes they'll get them stoning, and sometimes even the man there, Jackie, could stand here and tell you the same things as I'm telling you. A wee bit application to the big man that runs the bingo hall, he would give you the use of the hall, which we're having a couple of occasions in that light, and maybe 1,000 people's been in that hall, and at occasions is on a Saturday afternoon. He'll let us into the hall, he'll stop the bingo, and he'll give you a quarter of an hour or 20 minutes to give a testimony or a song for Jesus. And it can be done. Now with prayer. And it's great to know that many people who have passed by that way have come to the Lord. It's great to see these people. And that land of pure delight, this is what I'm waiting on my reward. Not so much here, although I know fine I'm getting it here. As I tell you, my life was that much degraded. But for the past 5 years there, for the first 3 years, I was senior janitor in St. Margaret's High School in Airdrie. And sometimes the rector of the school would come to me and say in the morning, Duncan, you'll get the Bible today and read the scriptures. Well, when he asked me to do it, you know, I counted it a great privilege that an old converted Protestant, born again, and even the Catholics could come and say, read the scriptures. And I read them quite a few wee things. How people that were weary, people that were in trouble, people that couldn't do nothing with their own life. Like Bartimaeus, for instance, he's sitting at the roadside one day. He's blind. He's no money. He's begging. His clothes are torn. And Jesus passes by. And Bartimaeus knew the state he was in. He was in trouble. But he knew better. He knew who to go to get help. Come to Jesus now. It's a step you'll never rue. For the sting of the serpent's in the drappy. But see this Bible here. There's milk and honey here. That's far better than your beer. Then with me you'll sing, I'm saved, I'm happy. I defy any man or woman in Great Britain, America, or anywhere to try to tell me there's anything good about the drink. I've stood at too many gravesides watching some of my pals who have been murdered murdered. I went down to the police office to inquire, do you know who done it? You know what the police tell me? If anybody doubts anything I say, just phone every police office at Coatbrigg and tell them that Duncan Donaldson said this. The police tell me, good riddance. Now, if I'd have got that happened to me, and it could have happened to me, 11 years ago, the police would have said, good riddance, another nuisance we've got rid of. But I stood beside old Billy's grave. And you know, Billy made a profession. And for a while he kept going on. But maybe he thought again that he'd felt, there's something in the wine, there's something in the old whiskey. Man, here, the devil doesn't let you go too easy the next time. They go up lying in Coatbrigg one night with a head kicked at him. And as I stood beside the graveside, you know what I said? Billy McLaughlin, the pastor of your meeting, asked me, say a wee prayer. Thank you. I said, thank you, Lord, this very day that I'm saved. And all the hard cases run about the grave. But Lord, if you'd have got me in the state I was in not that long ago, I couldn't have said that. All I could say was then, King Alcohol was my shepherd. I shall not want. It made me lie down in the gutter. Destroyed my soul. Made me walk in the path of the wickedness for the effect's sake. Yet though I walked through the valley of poverty, had deliriums and tremens, I clung to the drink. For it was with me, its bite and its sting tormented me. That prepared an empty table before me in the presence of my family. I anointed my head with hellishness. My cup of wrath was running over. And if I had continued in that state, Lord, it wouldn't have been your house I would have been in. It would have been the house of the damned I would have been dwelling in forever. But when I came to Jesus, thank you, Lord. It's not the house of the damned I'll be going to now, because the Lord Jesus says, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. That'll be green pastures. And the house of the Lord forever. What assurance we've got. And we've nothing to do. Because the Lord, if you try to do anything, you're only insulting God. Never try to get saved or anything. There's no way to get saved. No man cometh to God. No man cometh to the Father except through Jesus Christ. He's finished the complete work. And all that's left for the poor old sinner like Drunken Duncan was, except receive Christ as my Saviour, and there I am. So maybe you think I'm daft. But after what you've heard, I can safely say that the good book says, he that winneth souls is wise. And that's what my intentions would be. I know that if you give Jesus a chance of your life, he'll never do anything bad to you. He'll put you on the right road. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mind you, it's no a bad way he's going to lead you in. It's definitely no a bad way. It's a good way. The good way. Because he's the good shepherd. May the Lord bless every one of you this night. Amen.